of Steam Steal and Murder returns again with session 35. This session was plagued with problems, and I apologize for the audio quality that you're about to hear. Skype had an update and decided to not play well with my standard recording program, PowerGramo. So we give the software package Mumble a try for this one and its built-in recorder. For some of us, this worked out well. For others, not so well. Right after the two-hour mark, my home is assaulted by a thunderstorm and heavy rain that kills my internet connection, so this ends up being a very short session. Feedback and emails will be read out in our next episode. For now, this is session 35 in one part.
Yes, we'll become horribly irradiated while we're at it.
Ah, but you see, I have in my pocket something special for my phone, which will solve the T-Ray problem.
You are not MacGyver.
With my universal gadget? Yes, I am.
You see, except my phone? Only universal gadget realizes is only good once you set it for that whole game session. That's what it is. You can't change it back again.
Yep. That's why my phone has special apps. There's an app for that.
Oh. Excuse me, the flintlock will not be enough. I'm just going to go string my longbow.
Why the longbow?
Because he can.
Just go with the crossbow. Requires less skill. Or at least less having to... Yeah, never mind. Still requires skill.
Okay, so,
what's the plan? And what are we
doing? Evil Tesla's in front of us.
Evil Tesla? Do you actually say that?
No, I don't. I'm just trying to start the freaky game.
Too late.
Personally, I'm possessed with the belief that everything everything Logo says is actually what Marlowe says.
That
every
would
time.
Be bad. That would be very bad.
Yes.
Alright, what is going on here?
At this?
This was not the day this time they start switching voice recorders.
No.
Couldn't be helped. For whatever reason, if you can help it not download the newest Skype.
Hasn't asked me to do anything yet.
Yeah, don't go. There's a download new version in the help menu.
Yeah, actually, this computer right here, this laptop, is using a very old version.
Yeah, you should probably stay that way.
Yeah.
I hate it when they change versions like that. Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, the old versions then start to become completely incompatible with the new ones.
Yeah.
It's fine if everyone manages to stick to the same old version, but...
Okay, so,
found my notes.
We asked Tesla to step out of the room with his butler while we make some plans. We asked him to go get us some food as we were supposed to eat at the frickin' party.
So you're starving is what you're saying.
Right. I would like to ask him some questions before we can get that done. Because we need to have a base level of information to decide.
We ask
what
some...
to do next.
Okay, we ask for the questions, then we ask them to go get us some food while we discuss in privately, please.
He's willing to let you guys have a moment to yourselves. He says he'll go in and he's going to go and check over the property.
Oh, wait.
He
hasn't actually been here before. We have to ask him some questions first.
Oh, all right.
First. What the hell just happened?
We drove here in a large unmarked
van. That is not what I meant. But why does anyone have a theory on? Besides that, somehow Dare got cloned underneath our feet.
When the clone.
Time out for a second. So have you asked Tesla to leave while you're debating this, or are you asking him to still be in the room?
No, I want him to be in the room for a particular portion of the debate.
All right.
Dare got cloned underneath us, slipped in, and someone got him elected?
Someone. I look at Bishop.
Okay, we got him elected, even though he probably would have been elected without our help. As his only real competition was Sonier. And even then, it probably would have been in his favor with whoever.
And someone did something about that, didn't he?
I don't know what you're talking about. Dare have some good information on Sonier that would hurt him? I don't understand. What are you talking about? I smile knowingly.
We should ask Bishop to sit down.
Even when you help us, you screw us.
Hey, I did our job. Our job was to get Dare elected. I did our job like we were supposed to. It's not my fault someone changed what our job...
I'm just commenting on the fact, even when you're helping us, you're screwing us.
Can we please move on from pointing fingers? It's not going to get us anywhere.
I think that's an important...
Fine. I'm going to go... Tell everyone where we are. There. Happy?
No.
All right, Tesla says, well, I'll let you folks argue while I go and see to vituals. And I haven't actually been to this place before. I would like to check the safeguards and to see if we were followed.
Could your butler do that? Because I got some questions for you.
He sighs heavily and motions the butler off, who goes and leaves the room.
Okay, first, what are you, what is he, what's happening? I saw him die. I saw him dead.
Yes, right, you would be confused over that, would you? Well, he slicks back his hair, he wipes his hands off on his lab coat and extends it for you. Hello, I'm Tesla, or Beta, as I'm called in the group.
Group? There's more than one?
Well, there's at least three of us. The Tesla that you know, we call Prime. He was the first of us.
First? You're all copies?
Well, to be sure, yes. A process that Prime came up with many years ago. He shrugs out of his lab coat, and he's got a fairly nice suit on underneath, which he's brushing off and unwrinkling now. I'm the second, or Beta, and there's a third one out there that I've talked to a few times. We've Alpha? Never actually met in person.
I'm going to guess he's Alpha?
Delta. Where's Delta?
I don't know. I suppose he's gotten the news about Alpha's death, and he's probably on his way here, although that's against strict policy. So I'm not exactly sure.
Were you raised there? Is there a procedure behind this?
I'm sorry, one at a time? He looks over at Marlo.
Okay. I think actually his question was more pertinent.
Right then. He looks over at, who was it, Bishop?
No, that was me.
Okay.
Sorry, you're saying there's a policy and procedure on this?
Oh, yes, there's exactly three of us that we know of. Alpha held things pretty close to his chest there. But we're never to actually meet in person, nor are we ever to actually inhabit the same city at one time.
So is his name Delta or Alpha?
Well, I'm Beta. The Tesla you know was Alpha. And the third, who I've actually never spoken to, is just codenamed Delta.
And so where is Prime?
I thought you said you spoke.
Then where is Prime? Yeah.
He rubs his head. Alpha would be Prime. He was the first.
Okay. And he's also you the have spoken to Delta.
I've communicated with him. Text messages, mail here and there. I've never spoken to him personally.
Text. Great. Okay, so...
And
is there a bishop? There is there a but Beta and Delta?
Oh, my manservant? No, he's simply one of three twins. One of the things I pointed out to you guys.
Three first, twins?
What I, well, there are three of them, yes. Yes, triplets. What I pointed out to you when you first met them is that Tesla looked very young, but the butler looked the same age.
Yes.
Right. You took that to mean robot that. Instead of yes. considering the fact that it could be simply biologically possible.
Yes, that thought completely escaped my mind.
Because that's so unlikely.
I mean, it's actually likely enough. I mean, there are triplicates out there. Although it's very unlikely. Okay, so it's Beta and a Delta.
Does anyone else notice people cutting out?
Nick's cutting out a little bit. Everyone else sounds all right.
I'm probably just not speaking loud enough because I'm trying to boost where my breathing cuts in.
Just set it for continuous and don't worry about it.
Okay. Now, what is your function?
My function?
Yes, what is your purpose?
He shrugs his shoulders, much like Alpha's, to promote the betterment of mankind through technology. Each of us has a specialty. Alpha's was a definite leaning towards electricity. Mine is more mechanical, and I specialize in miniaturization.
I'm sorry, could you tell me what you specialize again?
Mechanical in nature, mostly, and in particular, miniaturization.
And what does Delta?
Delta is more on the chemical side.
Are you aware of the apprentice that went missing?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay. Do you have any leads or information about what happened to her?
It's part of why I came back. After getting the message from Dare's significant other, I had my suspicions that perhaps the apprentice had made away with some of Alpha's notes. Someone has their speakers going, I think. That was John. Right.
So,
as far as we knew, the Teslas, Alpha Tesla was the only one that had this particular technology.
Rathke.
Wow, yeah, you're breaking up really bad, Nick. How is...
Do you have any information on Rathke?
A bit. There is some of it that I have yet to access. Rathke was one of Alpha's...
Nemesis.
The word is a bit larger than competitor and more...
Nemesis?
...than nemesis.
Well, Nemesis is pretty rough. Nemesis comes from the ancient Greek of someone who's going to hunt your ass down to the ends of the earth and bring the divine justice of God upon you.
Yes, the word I'm looking for means more than that. He wasn't interested in just ending Alpha's life. He was interested in destroying it in every way possible, beginning with his wife.
Okay, so Rathke jumped off deep end. All right. Now, are you aware that this place was raided and almost all the notes here have been taken?
From the normal layers, I'm sure, but were you aware of the secret lab?
Oh my, for the love
of... I thought we were sitting in the secret lab. Right.
Oh no, this is the first secret lab, the one that you're expected to find.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. And where's the second one?
It'll take some doing. We can't get to it directly from the rising. House.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I'm starting to look at him like he's... Okay, control. Alright, Rathke went off the deep end. He started. Are you aware that he started 3R with Himmler?
No, I'm not. cuff and okay. kept that pretty close. It was something he was working on. I'm hoping to find a journal here, actually.
Okay. We well, then it's probably going to be in the secret lab. The one that we found was not that one. Also, there was someone who was seriously hurt by some of the deterrence measures coming through here, and someone who did not go to a hospital nearby. Also, someone we did not find expired in the surrounding area. Now, that could lead me to believe that there was some method of transportation that he got quickly off to, or he just slit the guy's throat and took the body with him. Either of those I thought were valid theories at the time. Now, how you said you have a network of agents, correct?
Yes.
How deep does that go? Do you have access to Prime's all of Prime's agents?
No, I don't. There were distinct cutouts made so that if someone came after Alpha, Beta, or Delta, they could not easily come to the other two. We had some drops in common, some people that we could rely on in common, but we did not have full access to each other's securities.
Prime took blood samples from six people. We have found all those who those six people were.
We did? I thought we did about all of them but one.
The one was the apprentice.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, there's something loud in the background.
Oh, wow, you can hear that? Interesting. Okay, I'm going to have to turn down the mic's gain a little.
Okay. Yes, there... why would Prime do that?
I'm sorry, and Nick. What were you proposing there? I missed it.
I'm sorry. Prime had taken six blood samples from individuals. Most of them are here right now, or not. And then also with his apprentice, he threw those down a chute. Down to.
He just cut out again, Nick. I don't think Mumble's gonna work.
Well, Nick's the only one that's coming through kind of poorly. Everyone else sounds great.
Have you got it set to pick up voice? Is that where you've got it on still?
No, I...
No, we didn't get that. No, I...
He's going to sit to randomly, intermittently drop out.
Yes. Apparently your speech sounds a lot like silence to it, too.
Your breathing sounds like speech, and your speech sounds like silence.
Do you have anything else running on your computer right now? Like, you don't still have Skype open, do you?
Yes, I do, but I'm going to
close out Skype.
Really? No, my problem was I actually went to voice activity rather than press to talk, and press to talk I think will work out better for me.
Yeah, because you know it'll drive you insane.
A little bit, but I don't have a method of.
At least now you don't have the excuse of saying you were muted. You have the excuse of not pressing the button.
Yep. So
yeah, it sounds a lot better now. Actually, you feel better. All right.
So, Prime took six blood samples, threw them down a chute. We know who all six people are. The sixth is the apprentice of the other five. Why would he do so? Was it something you were supposed to find?
He shrugs and says, to be honest, I don't know. We might find more information out if we can find his journals. I wasn't privy to a lot of his experiments. We were really insular from one another. We didn't want too much in the way of cross-pollinating of knowledge so that we'd each come up with something different from one another. We're not the same people. Although we share the same genes, we were raised differently. We have different thoughts and insights. I am not Alpha, nor am I Delta.
That makes perfect sense, but at the same time, makes my life more complicated.
Okay, so you said we were going to the secret laboratory?
Yes. Not so much of a lab as his bunker, we'll call it.
Okay, and does this bunker contain, let's see here, explosives, gas, a turret, or any other security measures that are going to kill me?
Well, I'm sure there are security measures. If you let me go first, I'm sure that my genetics should unlock anything that there is there.
Okay, well, you do that. I'm going to... Damn it, I forgot my gas mask in my other jacket.
Okay, now, Tesla's body was still weirdly warm after his passing.
Yes. Do you still have access to the body?
Yes.
Hmm.
It's in cold storage.
Cold storage. Good.
Yes.
Good. He seems to ponder that for a moment.
Yes, we had. There was much fun to be had at the funeral.
Yes, much fun. Now,
God help us.
Now,
if you don't mind me asking, what part of the world have you been stationed until recently?
I've been in Hawaii.
Where is Hawaii?
It's a little island, not too... it would be best if I showed you on a map. It's a very beautiful island.
It's off the west coast.
Brown-skinned natives, beautiful white sand.
Okay, do you know where Delta's been based?
I start looking at him with more and more malice in my eyes. As I reflect the happy life he has lived while I have lived in this shithole.
Just for clarity's sake, then I take it both you and Delta were aware of Prime's location at all times then, but not of each other's.
Of course, Prime was the only one that was really in the public eye. He was easy enough to find.
Have you ever run into... Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, while these guys are raving on at Tesla, I'm using the communication equipment listen to a nearby radio station just to see if there's anything about us on the radio.
Ah, the radio is quite a buzz, actually. A couple of things going on right now in the news.
You want me to come back to me when these guys are
slithering
on, but just to know that I'm doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Personally, actually, can I just keep on checking to make sure he isn't lying to us, because I'm exceedingly suspicious and I'm pretty sure everyone else is of this guy.
Okay. Are you going to catch your hair? Go to catch your hair.
Yep.
And
there I am.
Yep.
All right. Okay, I'm not there yet, so just roll it and tell me how many successes you get.
Can I use empathy for this?
Yes, you can.
Do anyone know how to get Mumble to stop playing a sound when it brings up a text message?
I'm at 5.
I found it in settings. It's a check mark on...
If you go to configure...
Yeah.
Text-to-speak is the third option.
Yeah, I've got that switched off.
Yeah.
But when a text message comes up and it's not the window on top, then I hear this jink sound, which is really annoying.
I can't find that, I'm afraid. Not
sure.
Sure.
It's that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, when it does a text message. Really, really annoying.
Hello?
There he is. We're still getting feedback through you, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me get to... What was your successes there?
5.
Yes, see them now. Okay, and let's roll Tesla's ability to obfuscate things. Being very hesitant about what he's saying, like he's choosing his words carefully, but you don't think he's lied to you at any point.
All right. Okay. Will this roll count for the rest of the conversation?
Yes.
Good.
Can I do the same thing given...
Yeah, go ahead. Everybody can just go ahead and give me their alertness rolls. Do If you're trying to specifically find out if he's lying, then give me,
meh.
Oh, is everyone rolling roughly the same thing? Change my color.
I've always been dark gray.
And I am normal.
Yeah, I've just swapped back to gold.
I got a 5.
Ah, okay. Hey, it's under the configurations there, Jameis. And then at the very bottom, you have to click advanced, and then it gives you a big list of things and the volume that he just set at.
Right. Uh-huh, that's the sort of thing you need.
Okay, so who was the blue and who's the gray there? What did everybody get?
5.
5, all right. Okay, I mean, you feel the same thing. You don't think he's lying to you, but he's being very careful about picking what he says. Like, there's a pause before he answers any of your questions. Like, he's editing something in his head. But he seems to be being very truthful about what he has told you.
Yeah, I think we may need to try and get Skype working.
Yeah, we're already 8:30 into the evening, so we'll just finish it out.
With Yeah, we'll need to try and get Skype working.
Yeah. Although this has some neat features.
I personally like it better in Skype for some of this, but...
I like the fact that we can hear Jameis nice and clearly.
Yeah, I like that as well.
But yeah, we'll have to play with it some on a day we're not actually trying to have a game. Trying.
Yeah.
All right, so there you go, guys. He's being very careful to not lie to you is the impression that you're getting.
Did you know that Tesla was working on some kind of energy device?
Yes, I did. It was actually in the trade bags.
Okay. What does Tesla's body being warm mean to you?
Well, the being warm would mean that he had a failsafe so that his genetic material could not be salvaged. Likely, if you had left him out of cold storage, the body would be so much dust within, say, 8 hours.
Not a very good fail-safe then if somebody just stick them in cold storage and then stuck in their DNA.
Hmm?
No one did that.
Yeah, I'm just saying in general, it's not a very good fail-safe.
Well, the very beginnings of it would be enough to denature most of his genetic components. His form itself would only lose cohesion after that many hours. His blood and his cells would likely have been useless within the first half hour.
Right.
How long until the organs were rendered useless?
The same amount of time. Think of it as a balloon, as the air inside escapes over time and slowly. The organs are just the box that's holding the critical things inside.
Can you transfer those things?
Transfer them?
Well, clearly you have the ability to clone yourselves. Can the mind be salvaged?
The brain itself? That's interesting. He ponders this for a moment.
It was Rathke's plan. Rathke was going to steal the body, cut the head open, put the brain into a jar, and put it in cold storage, and then extract the information.
These short-term memories last for 8 minutes, so you can grab their memory from there, and then plug them into an artificial reality, and go in and examine their mind.
Yeah. Okay, can you guys tell me what happened? My computer literally froze.
We were talking about why Tesla's body was...
I need everything I missed since I crashed.
They're just trying to figure out why Tesla's body was warm has been the subject of conversation. And then everyone was trying to figure out if this Tesla, who we'll just start calling Beta, has been lying. And they're of the opinion that he's not lying, but he's being very careful about what he answers.
So don't trust the boss.
Yes, and that's really all that's gone on.
Do you know of any have you been actively seeking out Rathke's installations? Is there something we can, agents that you are aware of?
I'm afraid not. That was solely Alpha's vendetta. We've been trying to stay away from that. As you can imagine, if that went as poorly as it seems to have gone, it had to have left us out of it. Alpha would not have dragged us into something that could have led to such destruction. That's why the protocols are in place.
Hello?
I'm contemplating the future and what I should do.
All right. Well, then, in the meantime, Jameis, Tesla also has a kinetoscope here. Think of it as primitive television. They're running news stories as well. More of the wealthier households have them, so this is something you would have seen before. So, there's a lot of news stories going on. And the big ones being the police have an official statement that they're having broadcast on all the newspapers and the kinetoscopes and on the radios that the following persons are wanted to answer charges of sedition, which include Gavin Marshall, Daniel Bishop, Aldrich Hundergard, and Mr. Marlowe. They also, as an addendum, have said that any investigator out there would please, if you could report to the nearest police precinct and surrender your licenses and answer a few questions to police as part of your civic duty. You guys were the only ones mentioned as being particularly wanted, however. And, as an addendum to that, you are also being labeled as armed and dangerous. Good citizens out there who have seen these persons, and then there's slides of each additional person, although that Mr. Marlowe there always seems to be a shadowy figure in a trench coat where you can't ever quite see his face, although there's a cigarette sitting standing out from the silhouette quite often. If any citizens happen to see these men, please do not try to apprehend them yourselves.
Which call picture the local do they precincts use?
And give us all the information you can.
Which picture of mine do they use?
Actually, they use one of the ones where you're like smiling on the camera, thumbs up, and
I'm rescuing someone. It shows my good side.
No, yes. It was probably one of your photos from your campaign. I would have thought.
There you go. One of yours. I'm a douchebag. Vote for me.
Yep. And they're offering on the kinetoscope. There's news reporters bringing. There are pictures of your Cheka practicing drills, shooting firearms as a mysterious trench coated person looks on approvingly from above, smoking a cigarette. Actually, you'd stop smoking at that point. But so yes, a mysterious trench coated dark figure watches above, and this is under the bottom of it is breaking news: charges of sedition against the guild investigators.
Okay, add an aspect to your group there, Logos. Not so secret.
The picture is very grainy. You can't actually make out anybody, although you're able to see your... since you know his kind of body movements well enough, I mean, you can make out who the men are, but you can't actually make their faces out in the film. It was taken from a very great distance with an enhancing lens. But you can clearly see it's people that are handling illegal firearms, doing some kind of military drilling.
For some reason, to show some guy named Eddie waving at the camera.
So all no, of this, I just see is this your fault.
I just see the cameraman turning around and Eddie standing there offering him barbecued pork.
So yes, okay, they never get a good picture of anybody that's in the group, but you can see from the environs that it's like right outside of Metapole.
Okay,
next story in the evening. Bishop, hero or devil, the little marquee at the bottom says. There's a public group who is raising an outcry. They posit that Mr. Daniel is fighting against the rogue elements and the guild investigators and will be proven to be, as he has always been, a hero to Metapole. You see the group for the promotion of Mr. Bishop onto the town council waving banners in the background.
And the campaign
Bishop on their little and, tags.
No, and at the same time, you see them on the footage. You see them break out in fights with the campaign to sterilize Daniel Bishop.
No, you suddenly see the next report. A statement released by the sedition people claim that they have no association with Daniel Bishop whatsoever.
As a side story, like as they're ending one of the broadcasts, there's the marquee that says, Giant Ape Stock City Sewers. And they're making it as like a fluff piece. We're like, oh, yeah, some drunken roustabouts were quoted as saying that our sewers are being stocked by giant apes.
Oh, crap.
So these are the things that you're seeing on the various news outlets there, Mr. Mr. Marshall.
Hmm.
You going to blow us while we're sitting here staring? Well,
this is why you're talking with Tesla, so...
I need to make some calls.
I think, I know who to blame for the sedition now.
Oh, yeah, no, my God. We're totally
so, Tesla points out, though, I would prefer you not use not the now. Phone in the house.
No, I'm not going to do it now. I'm not going to do it here, but we need to move.
Beta, actually, that's what you're recording now. How hard is it to create a clone? Apparently we had some group create this clone, if it is indeed a clone of Deer and not brainwashing. We had some group create a clone of Deer and copy his mind or something.
Quickly. I don't know about the technology behind the mind copying, as you seem to have said that they wanted to take Alpha's brain for some use. Perhaps they perfected such thing, but I can tell you how the process, as Tesla created it, works. It's a child like any other born of the cells from the donor. The child, however, ages about twice as fast as normal to the point at which it has taken it has caught up to the age of the original donor cells. I myself have stopped my accelerated aging just this year. We don't hold the same memories that our donor have. There are a few strong memories I retain. Usually they're associated with great trauma that the host went through, and those memories tend to come through as nightmares or waking dreams. Other than that, we don't really hold the same information as our donors do. We have the same predisposition to attitudes and likenesses as the originals. Certainly our bodies will age in much the same way. However, if, for instance, Alpha was never much into physicality or the sports, I myself am a good fencer, if I might say so myself. So those things are imposed by the living conditions we put ourselves through. It has a great deal of how the person was raised. We're lucky that the my manservant here and his other twins or his other siblings have all been with the Teslas, all three of us. And so they've been able to nurture us as we were growing. Originally, our men servants were found by Tesla, the original Tesla, long ago, and they were raised by Tesla to be the best that they could for us.
Is it possible to tell genetically that you're different to Alpha?
Genetically, no. Our genes are identical. There are other ways, though. As I said, our environments were different, so any scars that I have inflicted upon this body during childhood, Alpha certainly wouldn't have. The calluses on my hands from prolonged bouts with fencing, Alpha wouldn't have.
I'm not positive that Deer is a clone, then, unless they're more advanced than Tesla did.
But the Deer we saw apparently had no scars upon his body.
Yeah, I mean, and...
But if he was saying he ages at twice the rate, that's still 10 years or 15 years to get the Deer.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they could have just accelerated the process. I mean...
Or they could have taken the...
They're not interested in having Dara along for the long term. I mean, it doesn't have to be a stable clone. I'm speaking so far out of character knowledge.
There's no reason why they couldn't have created a copy of him earlier on, and they have only recently put him into play, and that would account for the knowledge he has, that they've been teaching it all this time.
That would be a hell of a long game they've been playing then.
Would you put it past the enemies we seem to have collected for ourselves?
Yep. Or the guy who builds a secret bunker? Probably has
maybe
a third secret one too.
Maybe this is all a gambit by him that we don't know. Maybe Tesla is at the Alpha is pulling the strings from beyond the grave.
No, we're about to get to that part.
Okay, so shall we go to the secret bunker now that we know, I look at someone, why we've been given sedition charges?
Yes, because you tried to run for government.
The butler does come back in with some sandwiches. Look like they've been made from tinned meat and you know, various other snacks. It says, I apologize for the fast service, but this is the most that we're still in the cupboards.
You sound more like a douchebag than your brother did.
Yes.
Excuse the detective's manners. He's only been recently introduced to higher society. Until then, he's been living in the gutter.
Or, you know, my entire life just collapsed around me, and everything I was working towards is now dead. Dead.
Join dead. The club, sir.
Here, you can have the spam sandwich. Corned beef, Mr. Hundegaard?
That already happened.
Handing sandwiches out. Right, so Tesla grabs a sandwich and some water and starts conferring with his manservant. You can listen in if you want. There's some mumblings about, you know, did the place look secure? Did it look like anyone else has been through the place? Answers were, the police have rifled about. We can see their amateurish fumblings. They did not find most things, of course.
God, I couldn't murder these.
Well, now, they're not trained to do such things. After all, Alpha was a master at this. Yes, you always could see the better in people.
I'm going to...
I kind of see if I can get from behind Marlo, just kind of like get the manservant's attention and shake my head.
I loosen the knife in the hilt.
I actually know. Whatever the manservant gets, he deserves it.
I wonder which Tesla was on the video we saw.
Yeah.
Yeah, you cut out completely there, Nick.
It's because I'm going to murder him! And I don't want to, you know, actually be shouting that. I think that's bad taste.
But he is, he's just fed you.
Spam.
That's actually true. That's that qualifies.
It's better than some of the shit we got.
Actually, no. Yes. Historically, at this point in time, wouldn't spam actually be really popular?
Yes, it would.
There's a huge boom in spam in London.
So. We need to find out. I don't think this guy will know, but we need to ask him anyways. Whenever he's done conferring, I'll pull him aside and ask him if he knows when the vote for the guilds, whether or not they're going to split into nation-state guilds or going to stay a whole entity.
Oh, I haven't the foggiest idea. I don't even have guild membership myself.
Thank you. I completely was expecting that answer, but somehow had hoped for more. Who do we know that's a guild rank that has high membership that doesn't want to murder us right now?
Well, so you got to the last part.
I raised my hand. I think I may know someone, although that last part is not murder, more of insult me. She worked privately, but she did work for the guild.
I'm talking about a high up who would actually know stuff.
My brother is high up, but he's not likely to be in any inner circles yet.
Yes.
He is, however, a guild member now.
Is he trying to kill us? No, he's not trying to kill us. He's just otherwise.
And while Bishop Maynor Hatfield would probably have to turn up him.
Yeah, out of all of them, Bishop, you think that you might be able to still get an in to food and production. You've been hobnobbing with him quite a bit. And a lot of the people from your movement come from those people.
Okay,
I'm willing to sacrifice you for the greater good.
Pretty good is one of the most ugly terms you can come out with.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm willing to allow you to go on your speculation so that you can get this information for us, and if it turns out badly, then it's your own damn fault. How about that? Is that better?
That's fine with me. I probably know a couple people I can trust well.
Really?
Yes.
It must feel good to be in your shoes.
Yes. Yes, it does. Although right now I wouldn't say it feels so good, as all my face is the most well known of our group.
Yep. That wasn't by accident. But...
whereas you don't have to worry about just walking along the street, you know, maybe you don't smoke the cigarette and you stop skulking in the shadows. I can't take two steps without having to worry that someone may recognize me.
Let's get into the vault.
Yeah, let's get into the vault. And can we get into the vault of that vault afterward?
I believe there was only one diversionary lab.
Yes, and that's what he would want you to think. We're going to do a strict search of the second lab. There's got right. to be a third one.
So he takes everybody out to the driveway, down the gravel path to where the mailbox is. Everybody's
going?
You
have got to be kidding me.
Is everybody going?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. He goes out to the mailbox. He opens the lid, checks it for any mail. There is actually a couple of pieces of mail in there. He pulls them out. He raises the flag on the side. He closes the front. He closes the front of the mailbox, and then he pushes down the flag again. And the area immediately around the mailbox where everyone is standing starts descending into the ground.
Urge to murder rising.
It's a short jaunt. The area kind of descends to about two floor levels, and it stops. And there is a door that kind of irises open in the ground around. You know, it, as you're coming down, it's like metal rails that have been forced into a pit, right? So you're really looking at, you know, just rock and dirt as it's descending down. When it stops, this door iris is opened, and he has everybody go through it.
Would the apprentice known about this place?
And he throws up the flag as he leaves, and he goes back up. I heard you, Nick. Let me just finish describing.
Okay.
So he hops out as well, and he says, likely not. Have any of you gotten a look at the apprentice?
No.
No. For possibly about 30 seconds.
Male? Female? Young? Old?
I know it's female, and I don't know how much my character would remember. God, that was so long ago at the hospital when I dropped off one woman, heard about another woman, looked into it a little bit, found it not that interesting, and left.
Right.
And the briefing that Tesla gave me.
It's unlikely that Tesla ever brought her here. I'm 90% certain. If she was very attractive, he might have brought her here. 10%.
Well, can your super agent guy look and make sure that nothing has been disturbed? I'm not trained for this kind of stuff.
He nods to the manservant, who starts looking around. As you're going down this now kind of an industrial-looking hallway, paneled lights start coming on. Otherwise, it's pretty dark. And a red light starts going off in the ceiling, and you start hearing this kind of alarm signal echoing through the corridors. And he says, quickly now, if anyone can find a panel, we need to reach a panel, a control panel. Look quickly.
God, rolling dice.
Yes, everybody give me alertness rolls.
I fail ethically.
Can someone roll for me? I forgot my computer crashed and I don't have the internet up.
That's fine.
I sound wrong going doy.
Six.
Ah, wow.
7.
You rolled 3 negatives, Bishop.
Are you sure I rolled... what am I rolling?
Your alertness? Yeah, you rolled 3 negatives, so whatever that gives you on your skill.
2, 3, 4... That gives me 2. Anyone beat Blue?
7. Yeah.
You're busy thinking about an attractive assistant. So.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, and both Gavin and Mr. Marlowe there both see it at the same time, and, you know, over there! Just around the corner! Beta runs up to it and slaps his palm down on the top of it, and then the red light goes away, and you hear this little chime. He wipes his brow and says, "Right then, perhaps you should all stay close to me."
When was the last time you were here?
Never.
Right. I have another question.
Playing around with something on the control panel.
How would you keep something like this quiet? I mean, wouldn't you have to pay the construction workers to make it?
Oh, likely not. Tesla probably did this himself.
With his experimental building machine.
Yes.
Oh, yes. The experimental building machine. I forgot about that one.
That had no military applications whatsoever.
Absolutely none whatsoever.
Absolutely none.
Right. He finishes up a few combinations. Seems he's kept the old passwords. That's a good sign. We'll have none of that now, as you all see one of these little Gatling gun things descend from the ceiling. A little light plays out and starts looking around the room. He's like, no, none of that.
Holy crap.
Another one?
It goes
one?
Back into the ceiling.
The other one was like a pistol man, not a Gatling turret.
It's like, all right, please. We should be safe now. Oh dear, no. Okay, I sometimes have lapses in memory, so if you all kindly remind me that I need to come back here in under 2 hours to touch this panel again, I would suggest you...
I set my watch.
Just remind me.
I do whatever the hell I have to do with my watch and my phone.
You don't have an iPhone or anything. It's a have an alarm.
My watch
on it.
Is a pocket watch.
You might be able to put a pen mark against the mark at 2 hours timed on the right hour just to remind you. But that'll be if you have to look at it.
2 hours too late.
Yes. Okay. And so he finishes fiddling with the keyboard and another. You know, the wall iris is opened, which is, if you discontinued around this quarter, it would just dead end. But the door iris is opened, and you step into a very luxurious room. The centerpiece of the room is this gigantic-looking waterbed with a canopy on it. There's, like, muted lights that come on as you enter the room. You can see a well-stocked wine shelf in the back area. It looks like there's some aging cheese back through here as well. Oh. There's a lab desk that has, you know, various small electronic tools. It looks like something in that's halfway being built laying there. There's also a suitcase underneath this desk as well. But this looks more like this is more of a leisure, relaxing place. And perhaps if he got an idea, he would rush over to the desk and, build something or put something together. Not as hardcore of a lab as the one that you guys discovered. This looks more private, like more personal. If you remember, the other lab was pretty much devoid of anything personal.
Yes.
It's his bachelor lab.
Yeah. eyeballs the bed, pushes down on it, and sees the water wave go from one end to the other and says... 20% chance he didn't bring her here.
Okay. Got it. She's been brought here. Got it. We'll assume she's been here.
Has this room been ransacked?
It sure doesn't look like it. I mean, it's a little messy, but knowing Tesla's habits, that's not, that doesn't really indicate anything. It really looks like someone has, you know, had just kind of left in the middle of working on something, and everything just kind of laid out. There's even like a little pot of tea that's set out on the desk. It's long since gone cold and rancid. A little bit of some fungal growth going on in there.
I, knowing the people that we are dealing with, I would like to look a little bit beyond the obvious.
Sure. You, what did you end up getting on your earlier roll for the scene?
7.
Yeah, we'll use the same thing. Actually, the room is, it's, this room is pretty much built for
fun time.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. You get the distinct opinion that you don't see anything here left behind by a woman, okay? No clothing, nothing stray, no, not even like vanity mirrors, really. So you're not certain that she was here. There's no real indication that anyone but one person has been around by kind of looking at, you know, where things are placed, toilet seats up, you know, no spare toothbrush around. There's only one single coffee cup, one single wine glass. You do see the panels and the ceilings and the walls where you're pretty sure more of those deathly Gatling guns might come down.
And one where there's a video camera.
Yes. You do not see video cameras. Possibly attached to the Gatling gun, but otherwise nothing really around. There is an engine here with several cylinders laying in a case nearby as well. This is a very small, compact engine. You haven't really seen one this small before. It's like it's not made to be portable, but it's even smaller than the luggage ones you've seen.
Shall we look at the computer and try not to spend over an hour and a half here so that we can remember to go back to the paddle?
I write down in my journal and tuck the
paper. I do have one question, though. If you have to go to that panel every 2 hours, how do you relax?
I'm not sure. I mean, as I was poking around the panel, I just saw there was a timer on it. Could be there's another way to turn it off entirely, but he shrugs. It's not my lair. I don't know.
Lair, very good word for it.
Yeah, so Marlo fails to find a set of discarded panties anywhere or anything like that.
Okay, shall we check the computer and everything else? And to have some cheese to go wash down those sandwiches.
Yes, the cheese is particularly good. And there's fine wines in the rack.
The wine right now.
Yes. I'm going to use the same alertness rolls, but I need someone to make me a computer roll. Craft computers. Or simply craft if you have no computers. Or if you have a write-in skill.
I was thinking Tesla would probably be the one to play with Tesla's computer. Well, I'm not saying I can't do the role. I'm just saying I would have assumed Tesla would be the first one to get to Tesla's computer.
He's eyeballing it. He's also eyeballing the briefcase underneath the table as well.
Wait a minute. If we remember the computer in the if I may say, the Alpha Lab, that was booby-trapped.
Yes. Shall we go check out the briefcase first? Let's check out the briefcase first.
Do you say that little bit there out loud, or do you kind of keep that quiet? Okay. Yeah, Tesla actually nods. Tesla nods when you say that and says, yeah, none of us are really of the habit of committing any of our thoughts to those devices. We're more the pen and paper sort. They're great for collating data, but shakes his head. Never trusted them myself.
So let's go check out the briefcase first, then.
All right.
Before we set off some deadly trap that's going to bring down all the Gatling guns by messing with the computer.
Tesla pulls up the briefcase. It's a nice looking, looks like a man's travel valise, actually. And he opens it up, and the inside is lined with like a crushed velvet interior, and there are 5 kind of rectangular devices in there. To you guys, they look like walkie-talkies, all right? Of course, to your characters, they would not have seen these things before. He pulls one out, looks it over, pops open the back, and goes, And he tosses one to everybody in the room.
I catch it and look at it.
It looks like a very, you know, it's got a mouthpiece sort of like your phone does, but it's really small. I mean, much, you know, like it's 10 times smaller than your phone. And it's got like this antenna off one end. It's got the numbers 0 through 9 on the front as you know, push buttons. And there seems to be there's a volume control and there's like a little push in button on the side.
I would like to fumble with the throw that he made me and just barely seem to have kept.
If anyone has athletics, you will catch it immediately. If you don't have athletics, then you can give me a roll. He did a nice soft pitch to everybody. He goes, I remembered plans for these. He turns one on, he fiddles with it a bit, and says, yes! Personal communication devices, folks.
Range?
If I understand the schematics well enough, and he's still poking around the back of his, and the theory behind it, the range is, it should not be an issue. It doesn't work on standard radio waves.
If given that the Earth has a curvature.
It has a very unique principle. He shows everyone the bottom of the device he's popped open. If anyone has craft, give me a roll to not be confused as he speaks.
Okay. Can I just roll alchemy?
Yes, you can do alchemy. Yes.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
It's fascinating, really. Each of these devices have a single shard of a much larger crystal that have been shorn.
Blue. Yeah. And, I got 2.
Yes. Each of these devices maintain a shard of a much larger crystal, and when your voice vibrates this crystal, the corresponding other crystals vibrate in some sympathetic motion that I don't quite understand the math behind it, but range doesn't seem to be an issue at all. Okay, devices themselves do need power to produce the change in the crystal on your side, so that you'll have to be within broadcast power range, or any stops for a moment. Oh, seems they have batteries.
Bert, this is just me, the player, talking. You've got to be kidding me. We've got quantum entanglement walkie-talkies.
Yes. Yes, you do. Quantum walkie-talkies.
Yeah.
And he plays with the numbers. He plays with the numbers on them a bit and says, okay, if none of the numbers are pushed, all the crystals will respond, and what you say, all the devices can be heard through, and he demonstrates. And if you push a number sequence, only that will receive. And he demonstrates that. You do notice that each of the little square bricks have a number etched on the back.
Mm-hmm. I'll be jotting down all the numbers.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I'll be jotting them all down.
Fascinating field of research.
Wonder if they'll set the clock off. Possibly not, if they don't operate on radios. Anyway, does that help us get to the computer? No? Right.
Yeah, are there any other things in the briefcase besides the walkie-talkies? Any papers, anything like that?
Nope, just looks like it was a molded case just to hold those walkie-talkies.
Okay, about the desk? Well, he's going over to look at the computer, I'll look in the desk.
Sure. Files, all kinds of notes, all written in hand, Tesla's hand. Dizzying amount of figures and mathematics. It doesn't look like there's like a personal journal here, though. It's just stuff he's working on. Mostly all math.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I start looking around places. Is there any room underneath the bed?
No. It's a solid frame, and it has like dressers. I guess mm-hmm. got a roll-out dresser, and he's got different lab coats and underwear and stuff like that in them. So yeah, you're all basically tossing the place, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes, and I'll make sure the manservant helps us uncivilized blind people. As he would know.
Point out that no one's made an investigation roll yet, which is separate to the awareness.
Right. Body and can... this is this is where you will do such things. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Please tell me someone sees that roll.
Yeah, 4+ is nice.
7.
Oh, 4+ and you only got a 7?
I have 3 investigation. It's the one skill I haven't raised.
Yeah.
I'm an investigator. I usually rely on Nick and you.
I'll support
you. Guys have the invest.
Can I use my 4 to just back up him?
Scream looking over his shoulder saying, "Move that sock." No, no. I mean, that's fine. It's really not going to do much more for him anyway. 7 is... All right. So is that everybody? Is anyone else actually
Nick,
doing investigation?
Do you want me to roll? I don't quite know what I'm doing.
If you're not actually poking through the room trying to find anything, then don't roll.
I'll do what everyone else is doing. It's
okay. All right. Here's what I'm going to start with the computer. Then Tesla.
I haven't made a roll for that because I don't know if it's an investigation roll or a mechanical repair roll or a computer use roll or whatever.
You do a computer use roll.
Right.
It's Tesla.
Ooh, nice.
He basically turns the system on for you, and he's able to put in a password that seems to work. He nods and says, "Yep, same passwords." And he turns it over to you and says, "I really know very little about these devices."
That's a 7 and makes it a 9 if I throw understand code at a glance.
Okay. Well, it has a cylinder in it right now that boots up. It's Tesla's diary as you're looking through it. It's mostly, once again, a lot of mathematics and a lot of field studies. It looks like research on like explosions. He's done a lot of research about the explosive powers of like chemical base. You know, he's got like TNT. He's got different other types of chemicals that he's.
I have no alchemy nor any science. So.
Right. So you're just able to get the glossing over. It's like, okay, he's doing a lot of stuff. He's exploding a lot of things and figuring out how big the explosion is. That you can get that much from it. Yeah. But you do find a directory that is video files, and one of them is a recent date.
Hmm.
And since we're kind of fuzzy on dates, it's going to be the date that you guys assailed his lab, the secret lab.
Right.
Yes. And so going through the files, it recorded your whole inept adventure of getting shot at, the lock of the lab. It's all the cameras. Apparently, this was a backup unit. He could view what was going on in that lab from here, and it was set to record whenever anyone entered that room. So, like, your whole misadventure is recorded.
Do we have a recording of the previous break-in?
Aha. You notice that this cylinder is nearly full, but the bank of other cylinders laying next to it.
Considering it was done after he died, I don't know who would have changed the cylinder. It should have been on this one.
Yes.
Right, so it was an automatic cylinder changing machine. Yeah, Tesla, he could.
What did you end up getting on your computer roll there?
7 or 9.
Okay, and you kind of stumbled on it there. The shelf that all of the little cylinders are on look like they have an auto feed system. Like it rolls. Ah. Yeah. So, to just the looking eye, it just looks like a shelf of cylinders, but it does have some kind of feed system involved.
I'll check to see what else is on this and then start going through the other cylinders.
Sure. And with that roll, I can also tell you that the bottom cylinders are going to be the furthest in the past. The top cylinders are going to be the more recent in the future, just how the feed system rolls everything through.
Right.
So you will be working on that. All right. So with the other investigation rolls, in the drawers underneath the bed, as you're kind of rifling through there, lots of clothing. He apparently liked his luxurious underwear. You run across a set of keys.
Yoink.
Yep. Oddly cut. He's got a big brass head on it, and the barrel is cylindrical. It has about four, maybe five different teeth coming off of it. It's looks very odd. You haven't seen this kind of key before.
Mm-hmm.
But no other distinguishing marks on it. No stamps of, like, no number. Nada.
Okay. I pocket the keys and make everyone aware of, look, I found weird keys after we get done searching.
And I'm going to say, Logos, what you stumble across after you start actually kind of moving things around, you move his desk that's kind of a nightstand next to the bed, and there's a laundry chute there. Small little hole in the wall with a flapping kind of door thing, and you poke at it, and you see that there's a piece of clothing that kind of got caught on the edge and didn't go all the way down. So that's why you're kind of supposing it might be a laundry chute.
Is it down to this place? Really, two pools below the surface, and is it down?
I told you there's a secret to this secret.
And what was your total there again, Nick? Sorry, 10 if you can use examination. Is that correct?
Nick?
You there, Nick?
Press the
button. 10 if you let me use examination.
Okay. So you start poking around this a little bit, and further down on the, you see a recess in the wall that kind of looks like, kind of a spot where someone would just put like some kind of knickknack, like a vase or something, just to display. But you start playing around with it, and you notice that the bottom of it can be pushed in.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting. I am not going to do this until the computer guy is done.
Might be a while, yes.
And I am also paying extra special attention to...
Okay, I caught these paying extra special attention, but not to what?
To my clock.
To your clock? Yeah. It's been maybe half an hour at this point.
Hey, I found keys. Anyone find anything the keys are supposed to go to?
No.
There's nothing on the computer to deactivate the timer?
With your roll, sure, you can bring up a menu of the defense system.
Yeah.
Yep. You also notice
remember, that... I do have experience of playing with a computer on the other lab, so yes, I do know something about how the thing works.
The other thing you find in the menu is it's very odd. You bring it up, and it's a menu of choices that say more starch, no starch, bleach, hot, cold... And conveyor. Right. And conveyor is the last choice.
Got a robo laundry.
Yes, I will say blah about what I found.
And blah on keys.
Mm-hmm.
It's the third time you've told us, shut up about the damn keys!
I was hoping someone would find what I have the key to. It may be the key to our success! I'm surprised I didn't get a reaction from Jonathan on that.
We're ignoring you, that's why. So, yeah, there's a laundry aspect which may hold clues, yada, yada, yada.
You alive, Jonathan?
Again, my response is...
Anyway, look at this video I found on you, Cylinder.
You got the screen up where Bishop's trapped inside the control unit banging on the window.
Actually, I figured you had me standing on the button. Like, oh God, oh God.
You insisted
on repeating. And then me use my phone as a nice wedge as I write on the window. I remember that.
Oh, I seem to also recall you're very insistent about continual experiments with it.
Hey, I got a gas mask out of it. I had a gas mask out of it.
Anyway, we need to check the other cylinder for the break-in.
Yeah.
So, yes, I will make that short. And sure enough, the last cylinder has the last intrusion into the lab that wasn't Tesla's. and you see a shadowy figure dropping out of the air conditioning unit, rifling around. Huh?
A shadowy figure, Garrett Marlow.
No, it's a really short, slight figure, wearing very close fitting dark clothing, and it has a mask on. You can see a very pale blue eyes staring out from the mask, and the figure seems color? To be rifling around. Yeah, this has got color. Is rifling around inside his file cabinets and seems to find something they were looking for. Shoves it inside a very slim backpack that's on, and starts climbing back up through the grate. You hear a loud cry. There's audio as well. When you figure where the button is, you're able to turn the audio on, and that's
no the end sign of that person nicking one of the cylinders.
Yes. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's took a file and took a cylinder. Yes.
Yeah, because someone took a cylinder, so it wasn't them then.
Right. Now, it took a file and took a cylinder. You'd figure just by all the other equipment around and using your previous awareness rolls, the person is really short. We're probably about 5'5", you know, at the tallest.
Man, woman.
Hard to tell, although very graceful. And very slim.
You said it was tight-fitting clothing, yes. So depending on how tight-fitting, it may have been quite obvious.
It wasn't that obvious, because it had like a backpack on that was kind of strapped across the back and the front. Could be.
Feminine or masculine yelp?
Feminine yell. There you go. Or a very feminine masculine male.
What color are Marlene's eyes?
Not that pale of a blue, no.
Okay.
I think, we don't know what happened to the apprentice. No, the apprentice wouldn't go through the back door.
Why do you say that?
She would have access to the front door, and she's actually accessed the front door?
And she would know it would be recorded as her having accessed it.
And she would know Tesla would be dead, and she would know about this place.
True, which means if that is her, it means she's free, and...
You don't need to come up with dangerous plots, we'll do them all ourselves.
Which means she's working for the enemy.
You are potentially overcomplicating things.
Move on. They could be another clone.
That comes under overcomplicating things.
So, who has that color eyes that we know of?
You have not met anyone with that particular... It's like, it's so light of a blue that it's almost like steel gray. It's just very...
eerie.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
You cut out again.
Yes.
Not even Bishop's... one of several girlfriends.
Well, then that'd be funny. No.
No, unfortunately, no. He I would don't think that. Abigail.
No, I was thinking about the one that you're constantly cheating on.
We are not in a... Well, she's probably doing the same.
I bet that makes you feel better.
Yes. Yes, it does.
So, who wants to go to the laundry?
Seeing as I have little else to do here, I guess I'll go do that. Can anyone see a way down? Aside from down the chute.
The small chute.
Aside from that.
Yeah, the chute is smaller than even slight Mr. Undergaard is.
I have contortion.
Yeah, if you want to give it a try.
No, I'm asking for a proper way back.
Unless there's some maps on this thing, I'm not immediately sure we're going to find it. For the defenses, well, I do have this control for the laundry here.
There's this little recess thing here that when you push it up, it might do something.
Well, let's push it up and see what happens.
Actually, first of all, Beta, could you look at it, seeing as you're probably got more intimate knowledge of Tesla's devices?
He just kind of shrugs his shoulder, looks over Gavin's shoulder, though, and says, push that one that says conveyor.
Getting to that, I wasn't going to immediately leap to the obvious plot point there. All right, let's activate the conveyor belt. If we move the entire room, that's going to be so cool.
My knife comes out.
Right. You hear a rumbling from underneath the floor, and that little alcove that you found, Marlo, the back of it just kind of, it opens up, and you hear a little bit of rumbling coming up, and soon it looks like something is coming up from below. And soon you're delivered with a freshly pressed shirt, a new lab coat, some underwear, and yeah, there you go. It just kind of lays on the shelf.
Is there any way of heading through this mechanism? Just in
it's
case
it's really small. I mean, the
how did he build it? How do you get down there if he's built it?
You can make it from the ground up. You put the laundry in first and then
yes,
build
but up how do you repair it?
Like you repair houses today, you rip out the walls and get to it.
That sounds like bad design.
No, that's how houses are built. Like if you ever have a plumbing problem go bad, guess what? You've got to rip out walls to get to the plumbing.
No one's going to investigate the clothes.
I will have to. I'm gonna first look at the stuff that's come out of it, and then I'm gonna, then I guess I'll start trying to poke around the mechanism. Just in case.
Sure. After that conveyor load has come up, you notice on the computer that there are two further loads available. A little message comes up on the screen.
Alright, come on, let's move along. There's only some
yes, hang on. First of all, let's make sure. seeing as you, do you think that causing the conveyor to activate will actually process laundry? Or is this just going to unload it?
This is bringing stuff up.
Are you sure of that? We don't want...
If you want, I can put a load through with more starch in it.
No, I just think that it would be a terrible shame if we had the answering evidence down there and then we put it through the high heat cycle or whatever.
Or if you press this little recess thing, something might drop down and be accessible. And then you can...
That recess thing is where the clothing are coming out.
No, there's a...
Vase.
No, there's still a button that the platform to push down. Then that didn't change. It's still there, but that thing you found is where the clothes end up as well. So yes, that button hasn't moved or anything. It's still there. It's not really a
push
button. It's just
button.
Like the lower part of the shelf looks like it should be pushed down.
Push down.
I push down.
Okay, and the whole bottom part of that wall kind of you hear like a popping sound. And the wall falls forward. It's a little, it's about a 3-foot by 4-foot wide section. And there are the rungs, the top rungs of a set of ladders there, or a ladder built into the wall there.
Right, I'll head down.
I told you there was a
Do you have a point of might?
I do.
I'm actually smaller than you.
I have a point of might, and I also have a skill in contorting.
Yes, the contorting would be so. You're to wash. You're both fairly small.
Yeah,
you've got these non-radio things with you.
Yes.
Okay. Let us know if you die.
I think
fact,
you'll hear the
you
screaming.
Us... Well, I mean,
your job
you
is
get...
to scream.
I'd rather not ruin the laundry. Blood never comes out.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it comes out fine.
Yeah, it comes out pretty easily. Notice how we both say you're wrong instantly.
You just have to quickly apply. You can't just let sit around for a few days. But if you get to it within the first couple minutes, it comes out just fine.
So you guys
ways
go down.
To get out after it's been dried.
So you guys go down.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It doesn't actually go down very far at all. It's the ladder is just a few rungs. In total, the depth is only maybe 5 feet. So you're actually hunching over a little bit. And back down through here, you have the conveyor mechanism, you know, the robotics that do all the sorting. One thing of interest, though, is the rack of clothes that have yet to come back up. And there are hoppers. There are like 5 different hoppers where apparently it collects spare change and odd objects that might be found in the clothing. Mm-hmm. And one thing you notice right away is, indeed, there is at least one set of women's undergarments here. To go back up the conveyor. And in the hopper, you find a woman's compact, a woman's lipstick canister, some earrings. You find some spare change, another key. This one looks more normal. Mm-hmm. And various slips of paper that probably got wadded up in Tesla's various pants. And and it's all been collected into a bin.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'll go through the collected detritus then while I do his thing as well.
I'm going to use the same rolls you have before, and I think Marlo, your
10.
Yeah, it was pretty high. Looking through the woman's compact and lipstick, compact looks is pretty normal. It's got a very pale shade of dust in it, rouge, whatever you want to call it. The lipstick canister, however, has a false bottom. And when you open it, there are 4 translucent, they look like, they're round, they look like little pearls. And then when you pick it up, and they squish just a little bit.
That's weird. Go stuff and, about stuff.
Yep. Other than that, that's all you see down here is, you know, there's a couple of drums of bleach, drums of cleaner, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a very big area beneath the room. It's, you know, 5 feet tall and a few feet, maybe 10 feet wide all around, just enough to hold the mechanism.
And nothing interesting on the slips of paper.
It's they're really faded, but looks like mostly mathematical computations.
Mm-hmm.
No real words, just like lots of math formulas. Scribbled here and there on, you know, like cocktail napkins. You got a napkin from Pasternak's here that's been scribbled on.
Well, I'll take those up and hand them over to the people who have better ideas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure at least Delta will be very interested in seeing them.
There you go. In the meantime, looking through the other cylinders, most of the cylinders are the video and audio recordings from the lab that you had found before. And at different mm-hmm. times, you have, you know, you see Tesla there working on things. You see a very young Joshua Dare there on one of the very early cylinders.
Cross-dating when we got the mark, the read-ins from the DNA of the actual testing of the 6th person. Do mm-hmm. we have video from that?
Okay, sure. You're going to try and cross date with that. Yes, there is another. You find the one that's there. There's another figure in the room. None of you have met this person before. You have a very good shot of his face. It is a man, probably in his mid to late 30s. Very severe haircut. The color on this is really bad. Think of like early Technicolor, okay? So like the colors are very vibrant and unrealistic looking. But... Okay. Through the coloring on the tape, it looks like he's got like this very orangey kind of skin.
Do you know this person at all? Who this could be? Because this is not who we thought it was.
You're talking to Tesla Beta there?
Yes.
He looks at him, rewinds a frame a few times to see the guy walk, see the guy move, and shakes his head, says, no, it's not anyone that I know of.
Is there yeah. no sign of the apprentice on any of these videos?
Yes. You're going to be able to find at least one cylinder where Tesla's there with a very young, pretty woman.
What color are her eyes?
Okay, give me a second. Let me think for a second here on this. All right, yeah. There's I'm going to say if you guys are going to, you're coming up to the 2 hour limit. Tesla goes back, slaps his hand. Oh, that's right. He fixed that.
Yeah.
Sorry. But you're going to be here a while going through all of the videos. Yep. All right. Okay. But here's what you're going to find.
Avoiding responsibilities of being caught by the police.
Yes. You have, you find a really good shot where there's a picture of her looking up at Tesla and smiling. They seem to be sharing a meal in the lab, and you get a very good shot of her eyes. And yes, it's got the same very, very pale eyes. She's got a dark auburn hair, kind of a reddish brown, very short for the times. Most women have long hair. Hers have been cut very severely. It comes down just to the nape of her neck. And when you see this picture, I'm going to go with the same empathy rolls you all had for the original part of the scene. Your version of Tesla goes very still, and it just be very quiet. And he asks you several times to rewind that scene.
Mm-hmm.
So other than that,
hello, Mrs. Tesla. How are you doing today?
So you say that out loud there.
I'm not there.
You're not there. Okay.
But no, we're going through Hoppus for wandering.
You get back here by then. We're looking through for
hours.
Yeah,
this is hours. This is hours.
Then, yes, I will say, hello, Mrs. Tesla. How are you doing?
Beta nods his head very slowly and says, it's the spitting image.
Well, don't get too attached. I'm afraid she's going to have to die.
Another copy like yourself?
She's working for the enemy now.
He shakes his head and says, I think at this time Tesla had already perfected his technology. I think if someone showed up that looked that much like his wife, he would have suspected such a thing and would have tested for it.
Could he not have created her?
He looks kind of stunned and says, the one memory I have from my donor, and he points to the screen, is of her. It's the strongest memory Tesla ever had.
Yep. So she's probably Tesla's clone. Rathke found out about her, flipped his lid. God. Tesla, Prime, irresponsible jerk. That was dumb. And
your Tesla shrugs and says, at the end of the day, for all of his brilliance and
yes,
all
he's human. It's very human, but very dumb.
Human.
Yes, very extraordinarily human, but
very dumb at the same time.
Yeah.
They're sort of synonymous.
God. The things we do.
And
for
so
that.
We know she's on the run. And hiding. Although, I wonder if she really... maybe not on the run, but we know she... Last I knew, she was captured. And now we have proof that she's free, which brings up more questions.
The last we know, she was breaking into the lab a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Stop breathing, Mallow.
That would be a couple months ago.
Whatever.
She got cut bad. There's no way Rathke lets her die. Rathke saves her life with everything he's got.
Yes.
Have to say, hey, wouldn't that make her actually a very good double agent? Rathke is going to value her exceedingly well.
She's probably been brainwashed. I mean, we've seen it happen in the past. I mean, they have the technology. It's not like this is...
I apologize for saying this, but how do we know Rathke isn't Delta?
Because Rathke is Tesla. I mean, not Tesla, Edison.
Yes, but how do we know Delta didn't take over or some such like that? And that that Edison is already dead.
Beta points to the screen and says, remember, Tesla wasn't her first choice.
Wait, what? That's not the story we heard.
Really? Looks up. What did Alpha tell you?
Alpha did not tell us. We did not prime. Instead, we looked into his past surreptitiously.
Really? And what did that tell you?
I don't know if I was even around for this.
Not a blah on whatever you're thinking of that I might have discovered.
Don't bring your stuff there.
Yeah. Oh, you do have the clap. Huh.
No, I don't. I use condoms, damn it. And I have...
Yeah, those are 100% effective.
He says, blah,
hey,
you receive a telepathic info dump.
I go to Watson and Crick for all my medical needs.
In my memories, she only chose Tesla when Edison had to go away. The three of them were very good friends, and both of them wanted her to be their wife. I don't know why the memory isn't clear there, but Edison had to go away. And in that time, Tesla was able to woo her. But there was always a pain involved that he wasn't her first choice.
Oh my god. This is all starting over a freaking woman.
I'm ashamed of him.
This sounds like a soap opera.
I am
They've got clothes and all.
I'm so tempted
The stomach churns.
If Tesla can make this kind of mistake, Tesla is a very powerful force. Any Teslas are going to be a very powerful force. They are only human. They are going to err. And how powerful?
Would you rather a soulless machine have that sort of power? This is Tesla.
I look at him for a while and just... No, I would not. I would rather a Tesla have it than anyone else. I trust the Tesla family.
As he's going through plots in his mind of how he can murder this one.
I trust the Tesla family with my life. Many a times. I have no problem continuing that tradition. We need to kind of establish what the hell we're going to do now.
Yes, we've now discovered enough to know that...
So we didn't find a diary, and there should be a diary here or not, or what?
Given there is a file that wants your attention on the screen, it has suddenly lit up.
Yeah, the plot's attacking me. What's it say?
You open it, and it is a feed to a video camera.
Someone's in the lab.
There are four oddly distorted figures that are coming through into the lab area. And the warning was that your cylinder needs to be replaced, so a new one is coming down the conveyor. And they're very large. They seem to be going kind of low to the ground. They're walking very oddly, and they all seem to have
gorillas.
Some kind of large pack on their backs.
Hey, guys, you want to get into a fight scene? We've got a fight scene here if you want one.
Honestly, I'm thinking about killing them. I'm thinking about sneaking up and murdering them.
No,
you don't need to do that. Look,
that if we do that,
I can probably activate the lab defenses from this lab. So give me a moment.
But that won't
bring up the window.
If you do that,
that doesn't satisfy my urges.
If you do that, then someone will know that they have gone missing. They will know.
Rising.
They will know that the lab managed to get their eight figures or whatever. That's all that they'll know. That the lab's better than them.
Well, something else that you notice is you're able to take control over the camera so that you can zoom in, zoom out, and apparently there is some kind of light that will enhance the image since the lab is still dark and the shadowy forms did not turn on any of the lighting systems.
So we want to switch on the...
don't leave it.
Switch
as it,
it
was.
On.
Did
Let's
we?
Kill
did
some
we?
Gorillas.
Are they gonna? Are they already at the lab? Did they find the lab?
They're in the lab. They're in the lab at the moment.
The old
Does one. Anyone know anything about gorillas and the types of senses that they have?
Nope.
Let's kill him! Go!
Brains in the book, mate. Sure, yes. Give me a roll. I'm going to say...
I've got a really high scholarship. I probably read something about gorillas at one point.
Okay.
Yeah, just anyone with scholarship that's got a level 4.
Okay, yeah, that means I get my... I get 5. Plus my specialization of... I may have read that. That's a 7.
Yeah, I've got a 7, I think.
Yeah, yes, I would just like to 7. Voice my concerns. Okay. Right. I'd just like to voice my concerns. They've probably already been to the place since we went there, and that means they will know the state of the lab defenses. From then, it's better just to let them walk away.
Your concerns are perfectly valid, and we understand them.
For the beast senses, you're pretty sure that turning on an infrared light source won't affect it, but they might be attracted to the motion of the camera if you try to try and turn the cameras around. So you feel safe that you can turn the light on, but you don't know if the motion of the cameras might attract their attention.
How about the smell?
Oh, yes. Yeah, very good sense of the smell.
So they're going to smell that we were there, and they're going to trace it back to the...
You guys weren't there recently. I mean, like, you didn't go through that lab to get to this lab or anything.
Right, but...
You went to Tesla's home, and then from there you went to this ultra-secret lab.
Mm-hmm. So, but... They're going. Are they coming from Tesla's home?
Yes.
So.
Mm-hmm. From the garage. If you remember, the entrance was in the garage. So they went. Yeah. The video cameras picked them up directly.
Entrance was in the kitchen.
Okay, yeah. So they went through the garage into the kitchen and down.
Right.
Activate the gun!
They probably not going to be smart enough.
To open the door.
Yeah, the gun is going to activate anyways, so I have no problem with that activating. Their armor's going to defeat it.
No, you guys disabled it all.
Oh,
we disabled it.
No, we didn't.
The first time we were here, we overwrote the defense protocol so that it would accept any DNA as safe.
No. We inserted our DNA. We did not do that. We inserted our DNA.
All right.
So yes. We could do it.
Okay. So then it would, good enough.
So the defense is going to activate anyways, but their armor is good enough. I don't think it'll affect it. I'd rather have them, if they find this place, let the Gatling guns take care of them. Did we find an audio-video feed on them, or are they independent?
You've got both audio and video to this place.
No.
Let me examine their bodies.
The gorillas.
I got you. Video only.
Oh, okay. So the gorillas have video feed somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Can we trace that signal?
How? What are you going to trace it with?
We can use...
need to get points of triangulation, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Receiving it, no, you can't detect where a receiver is.
Right,
if we could do that, we'll never trouble with the bombs that Constantine had.
Right, but it's transmitting somewhere else.
It's transmitting. Think of the radio station. It transmits. Can you tell who's picking up that radio station? No.
Huh? That's a fair point.
Unless it's a direct beam somewhere.
Yeah, they don't have dishes on their back. It's just aerial, so it's just a broad transmission.
Do we know the range?
Not currently.
We should be able to measure the output, what they're actually sending.
Well, yeah, if you can tell me how you can get a device there to do the said measuring, because the lab doesn't have it in there.
Bishop has a portable thing on his back.
Yes, his phone. Yes.
I whip out my phone and say, okay, we need a measuring device, right?
Or at least all you need is something which can pick up the broad frequency. If we can just find the frequency they're transmitting to.
You've got a universal gadget. I'm going to say that you can configure it to that, but you've got to get closer to the signal to be able to determine which signal is what, because there are a lot of stray signals coming out from this fairly high-tech installation.
You might want to waste my universal gadget on it.
I can probably...
You cut out again.
He can probably cut out, yes.
I can probably get close.
Would their sense of smell? Are you sure?
No. But risks not gain nothing. I mean, and I'm not faster than them. And they will, if they do detect me, I will die.
Well, take the Wookiee with you, and if you get detected, let me know, and I'll activate the defenses immediately to try and take them down.
A single pistol ain't gonna do it.
There's more than that in there, as Bishop well knows, and told us about when he was bitching about trying to deactivate things that were gonna blow up around him.
Yeah, bomb.
I look over to Beta. Is the place wired to blow seriously?
He says, I would. If it were me, yeah. I wouldn't want to leave it in my mind.
Would it damage this facility?
I'd wire it to blow.
Would it damage this facility at all?
He looks around and does some calculations in his head. And says, no, we're far enough away. We'd feel the rumbling. Might disrupt some of the services, electrical, water, but no, we'd be safe.
You go.
Tonight's news, Tesla's house has blown up in a terrorist act, unbeknownst to
the
us.
The checker are suspected. The campaign for Daniel Bishop.
Questions of whether Bishop was involved are unknown, but people, the followers of Bishop say nay, Bishop would never have done anything like that, as he respected Tesla.
It wasn't news. We have this photo of Bishop in front of Tesla's place giving thumbs up while it explodes behind them.
Actually, since you guys were monitoring the radios and everything, one of the other things that you hear on updated news is a flash special. It's like, extra, it's been found that Tesla's body is not in its intended interred location. It's suspected that this man... They show the shadowy outline of Mario has sequestered the body of her beloved founder away.
Come on, they don't show Bingo, the face man.
I didn't do it.
I know, but I would like them to blame you.
At the point, you better hope Watson and Crick are really on your side, or they may come forward with certain things about you as well. Anyway.
Oh, God. Lots of things should be on my side. I've learned so much.
Whatever. Apes in the lab. Blow it up.
We'll let the lab defenses go on like normal. I'm not getting close.
All right. So as you're watching it, since they haven't tripped any electrical system, it's still very dark. And you guys all see
the ultraviolet.
Lights.
We've got the infrared.
Okay, you turn it on? Okay. So, yes, yeah. it You see in the detail of the infrared light, the very simian faces of the beings that are coming down, and they are wearing some kind of body armor with a very thick shell and some kind of backpack. Something else that kind of catches your attention is all of them right above their left breast have an emblaze stamped onto the armor, Guild Investigator symbol.
The sad thing is, they'll be better than us, most likely.
Marlow 2.0.
Yeah, there's a small ape there with a big knife and looks like a sour expression on his face. Yeah, that's.
Then he has a knife, and then there's one that seems
cigar
to be
in his
beating
mouth.
Its chest. In a nice suit.
So anyway, yes, the red lights start going off, and
freaking kidding me.
The apes back off at first, and one of them comes over and sniffs around, and the little palm device that collects the blood is there and looks at it, starts slapping it. Apparently, he's pricked himself. This sets him into a rage, and he starts just smashing the council. In which case, the red light now turns into a strobe. The gun systems come down and start lighting up the air. So your vision's going in and out as the bright burst of fire start going on. And yes, unfortunately, a lot of the bullets do seem to deflect off the armor, although some of them do seem to actually connect as well. One of the apes finally does a little bound off of a wall so that it gets very close to the gun and rips the gun off the ceiling. Unfortunately, along with a camera that goes down that aisle as well. So you are now blind.
All right, we wait and see if they infiltrate the lab.
They can observe the door, right? The electric door itself?
There are internal cameras, yes, but mm-hmm. I don't know if I can activate them from here. I have to wait for them to be triggered.
You can operate them from here. You can turn them on and you can move them around. So right. Yeah, you pick up after the blind spot, after they've moved past your new blind spot, you pick them up as they are battering the door down to the internal lab. And you see on your console that the countdown has started.
So do we want the bomb to go off or not? Because at the moment, kabloom.
Wasn't there some kind of gas that was...
No, there was a gas grenade, but we pumped.
Oh, gas grenade. Okay.
Bomb go off. Gas grenade. I whip out.
Will you stop whipping things out?
may I ask, do you know what's in this gas grenade?
You had it in your suit all this time.
A short fuse explosive that if you pull the pin, that goes off that moment.
So I always put it in my very nice suit.
The apes have battered down the glass doors. You know, you see it all shatter in front of you as they go in, and they start just manhandling. Like they rip the filing cabinet out of the ground. One of them just throws it on its back and starts heading out the door. One of them does the same to another.
We don't want them to activate it early.
Yep. Okay. Well, you're looking at the timer. They're not going to make it out if they're not going to move any faster.
No, I want to activate it while they're all in there.
No, don't. Let it go up.
Let it go off naturally.
All right. We were never here.
So you guys are going to let it go off? Yeah, you're seeing the countdown. 3, 2, and then there's a blinding flash on the cameras, and then, you know, static, and you guys all feel the rumble in the room. Your lights in here blink a little bit.
Okay, I find the camera that Tesla inevitably put in the tree or something.
Yep. Yes, there was one on the tree outside, and you're able to turn it on, and you're getting a view. The house is on fire. It looks like the end where the garage and kitchen was is actually, it's cracked off from the rest of the house, and there's like this, it looks like a small volcano coming up from that portion of the house. The fire's quickly spreading. Over the rest of the house as well. You see one of the forms is dragging a filing cabinet through the lawn. It looks really badly injured. It makes it just out of the range of like where your camera is, and then there's a very large explosion. Your camera goes out as well, and you guys feel it down there. It's a little bit of ceilings panels start popping and coming off, and you know the whole room shakes a bit.
I think he planted mice, didn't he?
Yeah. Anyways, a couple critical questions. We got
you. I like you broke out on your critical questions.
Oh, we came here by car, right?
Yep.
That car is no more, right?
No, you parked the car down the road. You didn't drive it right up to the house, if I remember right.
Yeah, we did that.
Okay.
Shall we vacate the place now?
It was a van, and I can't remember what we did. Was anything exciting about it?
Yeah. So let's. Time to leave.
Yes, before people come to investigate.
Oh yes. While we're doing that, Tesla, I found this with these little things in them. Lipstick. Show him the lipstick with the little balls. Hello.
Yes. He looks at them and. He gives him a smell, wrinkles up his nose, and says, some kind of chemical designed to...
Let me look at them.
One of them and gets one of the glasses that have, you know, fills it up with a little bit of wine, drops one of the tablets in, you know, there's a little bit of fizzing, he swishes it around, and then it's gone, like you can't even see it in there anymore. He's like, some sort of chemical, designed to be combined with a beverage, it looks like. Anyone care to sample? He hands the cup around.
Mahler?
Bishop's an alchemist.
Can I look at the pill, the chemical first?
The only thing you can tell without equipment is that it's a sphere that is a little spongy to the touch.
Okay, fine. I am an alchemist. Let's see what this does.
What I'm saying is you can't do anything without a lab, buddy. You cannot tell.
I'm drinking it.
Oh, you're going to drink it?
I hope I rename this woman Meta Harry.
Okay. Give me a stamina roll.
Stamina? What does that go under?
Endurance? It's going to be endurance, sorry.
Endurance,
yeah,
okay.
Give me an endurance roll.
I can't read the third. That's a 2.
So what's your total?
That's what I said. That's a two.
Okay. All right, well, you don't feel any different. The wine tastes good. Good vintage. Do you really not detect anything?
I look at his crotch.
No, Bishop is not raring to go.
Okay. I drink a little bit more. Do I feel any effects of the alcohol?
What is your base endurance?
2.
Yeah, and you never really said that you were a big drinker. So I'm going to say that it is particularly
potent. He's a
social
drinker, I'd say.
Yeah. Oh, you're a social drinker. So it's no more than usual. You don't feel.
Okay, so there is still the effects of alcohol.
Yes, there is.
Quack like a duck.
I was wondering about that.
You have the overwhelming desire.
I was wondering exactly that. I was wondering exactly that.
Quack, quack.
You can try and
resist
using... Damn
you, bastard! Quack, quack.
Yes, there you go.
Stop quacking. All right, great.
Stop squawking.
How long I get some earplugs and say, we're doing this in sign language.
We're leaving now. Time to go.
Okay,
go
let's go.
Go where? Where are we going?
We're going to go to the farm.
What farm?
Oh. To our farm.
No, not your farm.
I don't have a farm. I'm not buying the farm anytime soon.
I have a farm.
Oh, you have a farm. I have a farm, too. Although my farm's more public, so
the
not
farm,
a good
are
idea.
You talking about the place where they check a train?
Yeah, I know it's compromised.
Yeah, the place where they've taken video of.
Yeah, I know it's compromised, but I don't...
Is that the farm where we went and found those secrets?
No,
let's go, go to the vehicle first, and we can discuss our destination as we drive.
Because that might be a better farm to go to than the one with field agents being there.
Mr. Marshall, I know I'm hoping you know something about disguise. Can you at least give something to make it so that it's not obvious Bishop was here, so that if someone catches a glimpse? Because there are probably already people watching.
No, remember, his house is a little secluded. It's not. Yeah, no neighbors.
That's why we get going.
Okay, then let's go. Go, go.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right.
What are we doing with this place? Are we leaving everything here?
Oh, my computer's freaked out.
Let's loot everything of value. We never found a diary.
Nope, just papers on mathematical equations and such, and you've got the cylinders.
Would you have a diary here, Beta?
Well, this is his private room. How paranoid was your Tesla towards the end there?
Bomb. Huge explosion.
If it were me, I would not keep it in a location that I would normally could be found in.
So here?
Shrug your shoulders.
Did you look under the mattress? Did you look inside the pillow?
Everyone did. With the investigation roles you guys did, you basically turned the place over.
Okay, it's not here. It's somewhere else. He's hidden it somewhere else. Got it.
There's two keys we have now.
Yes.
One two set, weird, yeah. One normal.
Yes, one that could have been to the building that exploded.
So anyway, luckily the exit where the mailbox is was a fair pace away from the house, so it is not on fire and in fact not covered with debris. But the house is truly ablaze behind you as you come back up through the mailbox and...
Our tech delivers.
Although you guys can see the remains of one gorilla that almost made it out, but got caught in the secondary blast, and really all that's left is one of his front forearms with a little bit of armor on it is on the grass. The rest of it has basically been consumed by the fire and the explosion.
For some reason I want to grab it, but I don't know why.
Don't give us more to work with than we already have. An additional sample that we actually have access to at all times, so we can run our own tests on this.
Go, let's go.
Yes.
People coming.
Yes. You grab it or no?
No.
Right. Okay. Yes, your van is still down the road where you parked, and you guys are starting to hear sirens, still far off, but coming closer as you pile into the nondescript van.
leave. I give a number. I ask for Bishop's phone.
Okay.
And I start trying to call people to see where everybody fled.
Where do you call?
I call every...
Cut out. Nick.
I call every number I have for Starling.
For Starling, okay. The first few, you get no answer because they are basically in public places. One of his... Okay, I'm going to bring this up just because no one has brought it up in a while, but you do eventually call Ada, and there are messages waiting for you.
I check them.
Right. They, too, heard what was going on from the newspapers. They got a tip up from a newspaper man who says he knew you before everything went out to the press, so they had time to clear out.
Good. We went to a secondary safe house, I assume?
Yes.
Okay. I direct us to that location. Right.
Currently, he is underneath the rubble of power. They're in they never did redo the substation down there, the pneumatic station.
I approve so much. I can't tell you how much I approve of you, Starling.
So he has moved everyone down there. They have Eddie in custody.
What precinct?
Miss Blair's. Eddie went with them to. He explains. Yep. The message just explains what he. Eddie stalled the police by, you know, a dock worker in this area was not uncommon. Mm-hmm. So he gave himself up to go and be questioned so that everyone else could get out. So right. Eddie is in custody. He doesn't know how bad it is. That was the last message.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. That's fair. Have a question answer session with Ada.
Probably no mention of Marlene, unfortunately.
Yeah, no. We don't care about her.
No.
I was wondering about Renwick either. Any news in the about Renwick?
Nothing in the newspapers about it, but doesn't mean they're not being held.
To the below the earth, we are going to the ruins of your
Starling's lair.
Well, it's my lair.
Nick, actually, not too much.
Yeah,
right.
Starling's to the lair.
As you guys head towards the middle of the town, you see several fire trucks and police that are tearing through, getting towards Tesla's home. The large caravan of them. Most other cars are parked to the side of the road to allow access.
I will also tell Tesla I'm very sorry that his home had to explode.
Shrugs. Not my home.
No, we're saying not.
Was Delta raised there?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no. We've never inhabited the same city at any time.
There was luggage for another one of you there.
And what are you talking about? So the only luggage that was there, Nick, was the phones.
There was
a suitcase packed to leave.
Yeah, there were two suitcases packed to leave.
The suitcase I was talking about was the phone that he opened up and the phones
were
there.
No, he's talking about the original packages that were there that included the original recording where we discovered that Tesla, this was an older Tesla.
Yeah.
Or a younger Tesla.
And there was a younger Tesla suitcase packed there.
It wasn't in the lab, though.
No, it was in the building.
Oh, you're talking about the house itself.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No. They had gone there ahead of time to make sure that things were. They had to go somewhere in the city. They came because they heard Tesla had died.
You were there while we were exploring the lab below you?
I'm really confused now.
Yeah, we're all confused. When we searched the house originally, we found two suits of luggage. One was for a younger Tesla, I thought.
And why did you assume that?
Because it was younger Tesla passports, things like that. If I recall correctly, I'm not.
No, you do, but you jump to an assumption there that was not necessarily true.
Oh. Okay. Well, then I'm wrong.
No. I mean, if your characters thought that was the case, what he's getting at is no. I've never been here before.
We have a long outdrawn conversation. There we go. Really?
Yes. There you go.
Did you record a video for us to join up with people?
A video.
I described the video that we saw with Deer. The young Tesla.
Right. No, that could have been Delta. Wasn't me.
Yes, it could have been Delta. That's one thing else. Or something else.
In which case, Delta also would have an interest in us.
Do you have any way of covertly getting in touch with Delta that isn't going to cause us to be known where we are?
We contact mostly through letters. I have an overseas address that I mail to.
May I ask what country overseas?
Belgium.
Oh, there you go. Either that or Ditna. I'm still here. Hello?
Yes, still here.
Hello.
Yep. Right. So, yes, Delta is in Belgium.
Potentially.
The address probably not, though. Stuff to some Belgium.
Yeah, I mean, it could very well be a mail drop that gets forwarded somewhere else, but the address he writes to is in Belgium.
Let's contact Delta, I think.
Okay.
Before I left from here, I sent him a message telling him my desire to come and find out what happened to Alpha. If Delta adheres to protocol, he won't come here.
And what are the chances of him adhering to protocol, being a Tesla?
He shrugs. We're not the same man. It's hard to say.
I am going to blah him about what happened to Prime.
Okay. Full blah?
Full blah?
All right.
So the rest of the PTs go, what the hell?
Yeah. He suddenly feels the desire not to be in Metapol anymore.
He does end the story happily with, the guy who killed Kessler is dead.
He died.
I see. Well, I'm afraid that doesn't bring me a great deal of closure there. Was he a pawn? Was he was he the cat's paw for someone else?
Pawn? Oh, yes. I also blah him about my theories of what's going on with Rathke, that basically brainwashed. Constantine went to a male facility that Rathke was supplying the technology towards, brainwashed Constantine. As soon as Constantine was brainwashed enough, he activated him. Constantine got a hold of something that allowed him to phase in and out, yada, yada, yada. And that Rathke was the one decided to pull the trigger on Prime.
Right. So you bring out the whiteboard.
And we also mentioned a hidden ship that we've never gone to get. I would like to add,
is he not the one who's driving?
Yes, he is driving.
The butler's driving.
The butler's driving.
Oh, thank God. Because I'm just thinking, his driving might start getting a little erratic with this.
Yep. And when you start describing all of this, the butler does say, and what happened to my brother?
Unfortunately, he died trying to protect his master.
Well, then, a good death.
Yes, he was...
he sticks his chin out.
I tell him he was an excellent man, and he did. He taught me, some of what I know, and I held him in the highest respects possible. I would have been honored to have continued to know him, and it was a great tragedy when he died.
Yes, he holds in that tear as he staunchly drives.
I whisper to Tesla, don't mention a name called Harris.
What?
You have the earplugs.
Yes, you still have earplugs in.
I think I saw something in his lips. What did you say? I recognize that distinct movement.
Oh, hey, you can't talk anymore.
Bishop, you find the sudden desire not to talk anymore.
Good thing I still have the earplugs in.
But you were reading lips just then. Seems to work that way as well.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
No, I'm not.
I really don't want to rant about Harris now. Sorry about that. Anyways,
there's no
we need to, if there's a way for you to synthesize.
You can.
size this drug. Okay. We're going to need to do that, but we don't have access to the equipment, and no one loves us. I hate not having access to things.
Yes, I have stripped away your support.
Yes.
Okay, so shall we do what we need to do? Shall we go to this hidden place, and then eventually, before we end it with me probably getting kidnapped as I go get... Oh, wait, I can't talk to say what I want to do.
Yep. You'll... No, but it'll wear off in time.
When does this wear off?
Not yet. That's the answer.
Yes.
This is cool.
And when it, yeah, when it does, we'll make some more.
Yeah, we're going to have to get you to make some more.
We have two more pills, so.
Yeah, well, no, we have three more.
Oh,
yes,
great.
There are four.
We're going to use a couple to try to synthesize them, and we're going to use one on Dare.
I think, first of all, we go to this facility, see what we have available to us, and then we start collecting what else we need.
Well, we need information, so we'll he will go to Hatfield.
Get started.
She had this...
I open the door to the car as I'm going to go to Hatfield.
Well, we'll do this later. First, we're going to the...
Sit down!
Right, so
you
make it to a nearby, we'll say that Tesla takes you to one of the nearby tram stops, and so you go underground as if you're going to check to take a subway. It is fairly late at night, and with all the hubbub going on up the street, there aren't too many people paying attention. However, Bishop is well known in the news, so let me get a roll here.
Disguise, please.
You have a disguise roll? Do you have the ability to disguise yourself?
Logos does. Nick does.
I do.
All right. Go ahead. Give me a roll. And this is what they will be going against to try and discover.
Please tell me my fame is not too high.
And what is your total?
One quick second. Four... deceit is actually my... I'm sorry, disguise is my speciality on deceit.
Sure. Yeah, so it's a deceit roll and your total is four?
Yeah, if I get the disguise speciality, it's a six. Or
okay, no problem. So they need quite a bit. The average person is a zero skill, so no one notices.
We walk through going, Bishop, Bishop here, come and get your picture taken with a wanted man, Bishop.
Yes.
We tried to hand him in for the reward.
So, you guys go underground to the tram station, and off to the left is where they've got up the police lines boarded up, etc. And this is where, you can access the tunnels underneath the power here. Does everybody be stealth rolls?
Podcast was provided by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com. If you enjoy listening to our podcast, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or drop us an email at steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. You can also become part of our community at our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. That's BLUMAGIK.com/forums.